Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. All right, we are going to get honest with ourselves with the new year coming very quickly here, just a week away. January does not just magically wipe our slates clean. I think I have this conversation with myself and with you guys pretty much every single year. You don't wake up on January 1st as a new person with new habits and new energy. You just wake up as yourself, whether you like it or not. So work-wise, you have the same inbox, however you left it before you went out for the holidays. You have the same pressures. You have the same tendencies that you did before. But I guess the good news is you don't really need a new you to make next year work for you. You really just need systems that fit who you are and help you get better. And this is something that I think a lot of us really fall down on. So today I want to talk about the real reason that founders and leaders feel behind the minute that the year starts, or if you're like me, you kind of feel behind all the time. You just can never get that to-do list done, and why traditional goal setting really fails us and how we can change that, how to build goals that actually work in real life, not just work in theory. So starting the new year, I guess here's the thing that no one talks about. Most of us start the new year overwhelmed, not refreshed. We close out Q4 sprinting. We all think that in December, most of our customers are going to take time off, and therefore we're going to take time off. But we take our time off and we're still mentally working, or we're working at home. No one talks about that part either, how we're all working at home. We're making Christmas magical for our kids. We're hosting, we're cleaning. And then January hits you like a freight train and you're like, oh, yawn. I'm back at work. And then again, you feel behind. This is where pressure comes from. You're trying to hit new goals that you set for your new year with the exact same patterns that held you back last year. I have found in all of my conversations and frankly, all of my iterations of me that we tend to respond in three different ways. One is the overplanner. I have been this person. You redesign your entire system. You're like, I'm going to get a new planner. I'm going to adopt a new app. I'm going to set up a new project management system. I'm going to get a new routine. But none of that actually addresses the real problem, which is your habits that lie underneath all of that. Redoing your systems feels productive, but it is actually procrastination that is dressed up as being productive, which kind of sucks. The second way that you might respond, this is also me, is the overcommitter. You create this huge list of goals and things that you're going to get done. You're like, okay, here are my revenue targets, and here's all the ways that I'm going to get there. I have all of these personal goals. I'm going to have this new reading list. I'm going to make new friends. I'm going to finally get in shape this year. I think that it's really easy to confuse ambition with execution, and making a big list doesn't actually mean that you're going to get any of it done, but it does put you under tons of stress. And the third is, I think there's just a large group of people that are like, new year, new me, every single year. And that might last for a few weeks, but the new year actually doesn't turn you into a new version of yourself. You tell yourself, like, this year I'm going to be more focused. I'm going to be more disciplined. I'm going to be more consistent. But when nothing about your environment or your schedule or your responsibilities or your patterns has actually changed, then nothing changes. Then you assume that you're the problem instead of looking at your system, and that doesn't feel good. The real truth is that your goals don't work because your structure doesn't work, because your environment doesn't work. And that is where we can start to shift things toward the positive, right? Because it's not about you. It's about structure and environment, and those things are fixable and changeable. So if you have set big goals that you have not quite reached in the past, I am most certainly guilty of those. And I have most certainly set big goals that I haven't reached because I haven't taken some of these into account. I want to share some lessons with you that I have learned over lots of trial and error. And I want to break down some steps for you without shame. I think a lot of us fail at goals because of a few very, very specific reasons. One is we set outcomes without associating actions with it. So we might say, we're going to reach $3 million in annual revenue this year, or I'm going to lose 15 pounds, or I'm going to grow my personal brand, without actually associating steps and an actionable timeline, making your goal SMART. They are wishes. They don't actually tell you what you are going to do. And it's something that you're just likely to kick the can down the road until eventually you quit. A second reason that a lot of people fail in goal setting is that you rely on motivation instead of systems. And when you rely on motivation, you are going to fail. Yeah, you're fired up in January. Again, the new year, new me crowd. But what about February when the novelty wears off? It's like, I know there's this joke about like the gym being full in January, and then come a few weeks later, it just empties out and it looks exactly the way it did before. Systems are what keep you consistent when the motivation dies off. And trust me, the motivation always dies off. No matter how you show up, you're never going to show up at 100% or 110% every single day. And that is just the fact of the matter. Another reason that people often fail, we kind of covered this already, is you don't adjust your environment. You cannot expect better habits when you have the same blockers. So you can't get more sleep when you have the same schedule or the same sleep habits. You can't eat better when you have all the same food in the house, and so on and so forth. You have to change your environment to make those changes. Fourth reason that people fail, they don't measure the right things. Measuring outcomes is good, but you have to track along the way. This is something we talk about in marketing all the time. Yes, those ultimate results are extremely important. Yes, we are looking to impact pipeline revenue, to impact the business ultimately, but there are lots and lots of leading indicators that we have to track to get there. And no, they're not just vanity metrics. Tracking outcomes alone creates anxiety because you have no idea whether you're going to get to that point. You have to track the progress. That is how you shift from pressure to progress. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. All right, let's get into how to actually make your goals work for you this year. Like I said, I have done a lot of trial and error, and frankly, I've screwed up a lot of my goals. So I thought about how to make them actually stick and what I've done when I've really kicked my goals' butts. And I wrote it down for all of you so that you can think about it as you come into this new year with me. One is narrow down your goals and narrow them down drastically. Like set 3 main goals for the year, not 10 or even more. People have a tendency to just set a bananas amount of goals and it doesn't serve any of us. Ask yourself, if I do only these 3 things this year, would this year still be a win for me? And if so, those are awesome goals. And setting goals this way really reduces the pressure that you are going to feel throughout the year. Step 2 is turning each outcome into behavior goals. And this, again, is a part that 99% of people skip. So I'm going to take a few of the things that we covered earlier and break them down into examples. If your outcome is to reach that $3 million in revenue, then your behaviors might be like 20 to 25 outbound touches a day. Maybe you're cold calling, fun. Maybe you are reaching out to people on LinkedIn. Maybe you're doing networking. Your second behavior might be 1 partner conversation a week. Your third behavior might be touching base with 1 current customer every 2 weeks and asking them for a referral. Your third behavior might be making sure that you are reviewing your pipeline every single week, which is something that, unless you're a sales manager, I think people are naturally very bad at doing that. So making sure that you are taking your goal and just breaking it down into little tiny steps that you can take every single day. Let's take the other example. I think it was lose 15 pounds, but maybe the outcome is actually to improve your health. So make sure your goal is smart. Maybe you want to increase muscle mass by X percentage. Maybe you want to lose that 15 pounds and that will improve your energy or whatever. And so the associated behaviors might be working out 4 times a week, making sure you're getting 10,000 steps in a day, make sure you're doing meal preparation, because I think those of us who have gone on that health journey know that eating is such an important part of ensuring that you stay in good shape. Then maybe you're counting calories or you're using some kind of app to hold yourself accountable. Those are things that you can do every single day to work toward that improved health or that weight loss. So that is how you can turn your outcome into specific behavioral goals. Step 3 is making sure that your environment matches your goals. Remember that changing your habits is not about discipline. And if you are relying on discipline and motivation, you are very likely to fail. Changing your habits is about design. Put your workout clothes out at night. I sign up for my workout classes in the morning, and I know that I will be charged $16 if I miss a class. I also put my clothes out at night. I have all of my getting ready stuff in the bathroom downstairs so I can get up, put my clothes on, and march straight to the bathroom downstairs and get ready to leave. So I have my habits and I follow them exactly. If you're selling, block your selling time and treat it like a meeting. It's not movable. Don't let people schedule over it. I think a lot of people block focus time and then they say, oh, it's flexible. You can just schedule over it. Don't. Really hold to it. Do things like creating templates to make content easier. Put your behavior into your calendar every single week and stick to it. Remember that you're not trying to become a new person necessarily. You are making it easier for your current self to win and to do better in the future. Okay, step 4 of making your goals actually work for you this year is checking in on yourself weekly. This is super important. This is something that I started doing just in the last year. And I have to be honest that I didn't meet this goal every single week, but I did check in on myself most weeks to say, what worked this week? What didn't? What do I need to adjust in my process and habits? And the point of this is not to shame yourself. Like if you didn't get to parts of your goal that week, then, oh, well, it happens. You just pick yourself back up and you put yourself back into the process. Successfully meeting goals is a process of making small adjustments, tracking your process, and honestly, being very forgiving and giving yourself a lot of grace. I think that when people set 2 goals that are too big, then we tend to just give up when we miss a day instead of adjusting. And when you miss a day of a big goal, then you're just done. And it's like, oh, well, I'll try again next January. And that's not really how this is supposed to work. And then last but not least, don't forget to celebrate your progress. This is, I think I've told you guys this, this is not my specialty, but it is something that I have been working on over time. And when we only celebrate outcomes, we burn out. When we celebrate our behaviors, it's a lot easier to stay consistent. Remember that being consistent is more important than motivation, than intensity, than even achievement. Being consistent is more important than showing up 5 out of 7 days at 110%. I would rather see you every single day just showing up. That is an achievement in itself. All right. So that was a lot of information. I feel like we really packed a lot into this episode, but I really wanted to kind of brain dump on how to make next year successful and next year different for a lot of us. I know a lot of us are just under a lot of pressure, and there's just a lot going on in the world right now. So how can we zone in and focus on ourselves and make life as good as it can be for us in our own little worlds? The truth is that the pressure is not going to go away. And it never is. If you are climbing in the corporate world, if you are a leader, if you are a founder, it's never going to go away. But your relationship with pressure and with challenge can change. This year does not have to be about reinventing yourself, but it can be about giving yourself grace and giving yourself support. Your goals work when your system works, and your system works when your behaviors are clear and consistent, and when you are supported by the right environment. So if you are starting out the year feeling that same familiar pressure, then maybe that's good. You are human, and now you have information to put a structure in place so that you can turn the pressure and you can turn your typical habits and what may sometimes not be a successful start into the new year into progress. And progress is great. If this episode helped give you some clarity to start the new year, then please send it to just one person that needs to hear this message, someone that is hoping to change their own habits and environment and hit some of their goals next year. Let's make this next year one where our goals finally work for us because our systems do. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.